Each of the emissaries took up a double-handed cup and poured libation by the shipways. Then Odysseus led the way on their return. Patroclus commanded his retainers and the maids to make at once a deep-piled bed for Phoenix. Obediently they did so, spreading out fleeces and coverlet and a linen sheet, and down the old man lay, awaiting dawn. Achilles slept in the well-built hut's recess, and with him lay a woman he had brought from Lesbos, Phorbas's daughter, Diomede. Patroclus went to bed at the other end, and with him, too, a woman lay, soft-belted Iphis, who had been given to him by Achilles when he took Scyros, ringed by Cliff, the mountain fastness of Enaios. Now the emissaries arrived at Agamemnon's lodge. With cups of gold held up and rising to their feet on every side, the Achaeans greeted them, curious for the news. Lord Agamemnon put the question first.
"Come, tell me, sir, Odysseus, glory of Achaea, will Achilles fight off ravenous fire from the ships, or does he still refuse? Does anger still hold sway in his great heart?"
That patient man, the prince Odysseus, made reply. "Excellency, Lord Marshal of the army, son of Atreus, the man has no desire to quench his rage. On the contrary, he is more than ever full of anger, spurns you and your gifts, calls on you to work out your own defense to save the ships and the Achaean army. As for himself, he threatens at daybreak to drag his well-found ships into the surf, and says he would advise the rest as well to sail for home. 'You shall not see,' he says, 'the last hour that awaits tall Ilion. For Zeus, who views the wide world, held his sheltering hand over the city, and her troops have taken heart.'" That was Achilles' answer. Those who were with me can confirm all this, Ajax can, and the two clear-headed criers. As to old Phoenix, he is sleeping there by invitation so that he may sail to his own country homeward with Achilles, tomorrow, if he wills, without constraint. When he had finished, everyone was still, sitting in silence and in perturbation for a long time. At last brave Diomedes, lord of the war-cry, said,
"Excellency, Lord Marshal of the army, Agamemnon, you never should have pled with him, or given so many gifts to him. At the best of times he is a proud man. Now you have pushed him far deeper into his vanity and pride. By God, let us have done with him, whether he goes or stays. He'll fight again when the time comes, whenever his blood is up or the god rouses him. As for ourselves, let everyone now do as I advise and go to rest. Your hearts have been refreshed with bread and wine, the pith and nerve of men. When the fair dawn with fingertips of rose makes heaven bright, deploy your men and horses before the ships at once, and cheer them on, and take your place, yourself, in the front line to join the battle."
All gave their assent, in admiration of Diomedes, breaker of horses. When they had spilt their wine, they all dispersed, each man to his own hut, and lying down, they took the gift of sleep.